This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This election is, or has been, I guess you'd say, a referendum on one number, the unemployment rate, 7.9% nationally. The key word there being nationally, because in some places it's way higher and in some way lower. So on the theory that all politics is local, two stories now about joblessness and presidential politics. David Weinberg starts us off from San Bernardino, California, where unemployment pushes 12%.
I arrive at the Unified Baptist Church just as the sun comes up over the San Bernardino Mountains and starts warming the Spanish tiles on the roof. A poll worker tapes a sign to the white stucco facade of the building. In English and Spanish, it says polling place. There's no line when another poll worker in a pink hoodie opens the door, revealing a row of small electronic voting machines. Quietly and unceremoniously, Election Day 2012 has begun. You guys come early to vote before you go to work?
We're not working.
Lee Carey and his friend are out of work. Carey's a trained mechanic, but recently lost his job as a security guard. The upside, he says, is that it makes voting easy.
Yeah, real easy, because you can go what time you want to go. If you work, you have to wait till you get off work, then rush home and change or whatever, and then go vote at your voting place. So that's just like a hassle.
Despite having wildly different economies, San Bernardino and Oklahoma City are connected by Route 66, and 1,200 miles up the famed highway is a city with an unemployment rate around 5%. And my colleague Michael Cross picks up the story at a Baptist church there.
It's the Northwest Baptist Church in Oklahoma City. This morning, voters from three different districts stand in line to vote. Most are dressed for work. They mill about, work on their phones, before grabbing a ballot, filling it out in a sort of cardboard cubicle, and feeding it into a machine. Kyle Thomas calls himself an underemployed artist/actor. When it comes to getting out and voting, he says it shouldn't matter whether you have a job.
It may for some, but I don't think it ought to. I mean, I think if people are motivated to work, then whoever is in elected office, it's none of their business.
Some voters here credit the low unemployment rate to state leaders, and they say they're voting less on the economy and more on social issues. Paula Stidham is a customer service representative for an elderly center.
We're in the Bible Belt. It probably has much to do with that, more about our Bible than sometimes about our politics.
Like most of the voters here, Paula is in and out of the church in about 30 minutes and on her way to work without much of a delay.
By 9 a.m. here in San Bernardino, a line of about a dozen people has formed. It's just inching forward. A little girl leans on her grandmother's wheelchair looking bored. Her only entertainment is a gopher sticking its head out of a hole on the church's lawn.
I think that everyone should come out and vote because, you know, times are tough and people have a lot of issues and things have to be addressed.
Kathleen Foley is also unemployed. Her job as a workers' comp specialist was phased out after 21 years. She says she's always voted and will continue to vote whether she's employed or not.
There's a lot of people that are off work, but I think if we have the right person in office, we'll steadily increase and do better.
Employed or unemployed, that's a goal that every voter shares. In San Bernardino, I'm David Weinberg.
And in Oklahoma City, I'm Michael Cross for Marketplace.